In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as macro expert Luke Groman says he's super bullish on Bitcoin for the next 6 to 12 months. I'll be explaining why. We'll also be discussing the latest from Max Keiser. He says you can't ban Bitcoin. You can only ban yourself from Bitcoin. Preach. We'll also be discussing ETF investors are the strong hands after gobbling up Bitcoin amid this recent sell-off. I'll be breaking down the latest from top Bloomberg analysts. We'll also be discussing RFK Jr. sees cryptocurrency as the best inflation hedge, and he says crypto takes control away from the government. We'll also be discussing a breaking story. Hospitality worker caught with $2.5 billion in Bitcoin found guilty of money laundering, one of the largest Bitcoin seizures of all time, if not the largest. We'll also be discussing a Bitcoin price prediction for the halving of $500,000 per BTC, as well as the latest from ARK Invest, Kathy Wood, who says BlackRock and Fidelity ETF bombshell will trigger a massive $75 trillion Bitcoin market cap, along with a $3.8 million Bitcoin by the year 2030. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now, this is pod episode number 1589. I'm your host, JV. It's Sunday, March 24th, 2024. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. Bitcoin in the green leading the charge here. We tapped 66,200 here during this live stream. We have Ether above 3,400. We have Doge and ICP amongst the top gainers, as the vast majority of the altcoin market is also in the green. And checking out CoinMarketCap, we're back at a $2.5 trillion market cap with a $70 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, along with a 51.7% Bitcoin dominance and in 16.4% Ether dominance. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, Conflux up 22%, ZEC up 12%, and BTT up just over 10%. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get more of a visual perspective, safe to say, I'd say like 70-75% of the alts are actually in the green right now as the market cap continues to pump it up. You know what I mean? Look, pump it up if your game went long. Yeah. When the dip hit, you just stayed like King Kong. Some of those top gainers, Hex, CFX, Ondo, OP, BTT, and XEC. And zooming out on the monthly for a more broader perspective, safe to say over 90% of the alts have had a heck of a, you know, alt pump season, especially the meme coins leading the pack. Pepe up over 500%, along with Floki up 600%, and Whiff, which came out of nowhere and now is up over 700%. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're currently rated a 74 greed. Yesterday was a 73, last week a 79, extreme greed, along with last month a 76 and extreme greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown, this is pretty exciting. Only 21 days left until the biggest event in crypto, which only occurs every 4 years. That's the Bitcoin halving, scheduled currently to take place on, even a day sooner, just readjusted. Now April 14th, 20 days away, virtually 21 days. So 3 weeks left to go. And it gives you all the details here with the difficulty, 83.9 T. The Bitcoin market cap at 1.29 trillion. And then you have the event block happening, which is at block 840,000. And right now we're at block 836,119. So we're fast approaching. And just note that this is an estimate. That's why it's readjusted in real time, because it's all dependent upon the block. We don't know the exact date. So it could be as early as April 14th. It may be 420. When do you think the Bitcoin halving will occur? And right now, $1 is equivalent to 1,516 Satoshis. Let's see by the end of this cycle how many Satoshis you can buy for a dollar. I'm pretty confident it's only going to be a few hundred. So maybe if even that, some predict one day that one Satoshi can be a dollar, which would mean $100 million Bitcoin price. So let that sink in. Let's check out some of the what's happening in the market right now. This headline is macro expert Luke Gromin says he's super bullish on Bitcoin for the next 6 to 12 months. Here's why. He's the veteran investor, says Bitcoin's rising over the coming months on the back of favorable macroeconomic backdrop. In the new interview with journalist Natalie Brunell, he highlights the U.S. government's nearly $35 trillion in debt. With the national debt sitting at record high levels, the macro expert says there's nothing the Fed can do to stop the resurgence of inflation, which will ultimately drive investors to seek shelter and store value assets like Bitcoin to preserve their wealth. Quoting him here, I am super bullish Bitcoin for the next 6 to 12 months at least, tactically and strategically, because whether the Fed hikes or whether the Fed cuts, it doesn't matter. In my opinion, inflation and fiscal deficits are going higher. The only way it doesn't happen is if the dollar is weakened, then fiscal deficits will actually trend lower. So my choices are higher rates and more inflation, lower rates and more inflation, or deficits down with a weaker dollar means more inflation and more debasement. I think it sets up really, really well for Bitcoin. And critically, the fundamentals are there. But when you look at positioning, there is still a lot of skepticism on Bitcoin. And there's still $6 trillion plus sitting in money market funds. There is still a lot of concern. There is still a lot of belief that the Fed's, inflation is picking back up. The Fed is going to come in and smack inflation back down. No. They can try, and you can get a pullback if we do go from Fed going to cut twice this year to the Fed going to hike this year. You're probably going to get a sell-off in Bitcoin and industrial stocks, maybe even gold for like a week or two. And then there's going to be this recognition of, oh God, the treasury market is dysfunctioning. You can't have that. So that's going to start the discussion. And ultimately 6% rates are going to be more inflationary on a lag than 5.25% because there's $35 trillion in debt and it's rising as a percent of GDP now. And Fed rate hikes will make it rise faster as a percent of GDP. So I am super bullish because I got fundamentals. They hike, it's inflation. And if they don't hike, it's inflationary. They don't hike, it's inflationary. They cut, it's inflationary. If they want to keep the wheels on the cart, they've got to weaken the dollar or continue to weaken the dollar, all of which is good for Bitcoin. And I think he makes a great point. I think that's common sense. The more they print, the weaker the dollar becomes. It has the opposite effect of scarcity. It has virtually an unlimited supply and they just print as much as they choose. $35 trillion in debt. That debt is only likely to continue to increase. And someone tweeted here, Marvin, what do you make of this? Referring to this particular article put out by Cointelegraph, the EU enacts ban on anonymous crypto transactions via self-custody wallets. And then Max shared, you can't ban Bitcoin, you can only ban yourself from Bitcoin. Now, properly self-custodied wallets are unconfiscatable, and you can't ban Bitcoin. No government could shut it down. If they had the power to do so, they would have a very long time ago, over a decade ago, hands down. So shout out to the high priest. But anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day. We did a little TA. Now let's discuss these Bitcoin ETFs and inflows, what's happening in the market now. The headline reads, ETF investors are the strong hands after gobbling up Bitcoin amid the recent sell-off. That's right. Bloomberg analyst expert Balchunas says the ETF investors are currently the strong hands that have been buying up this Bitcoin dip. He tells his followers on X that while Grayscale has seen outflows from its ETF, most of it is just one entity, Genesis, offloading into the Bitcoin spot. All in all, Balchunas says ETF investors are not the only ones behind the recent sell pressure and are buying the dip. As he shares here, the new boomer ETF investors are the strong ones, as we predicted. It's other Bitcoin owners behind the selling pressure. I'll explain. The 9 new Bitcoin ETFs have taken in about $1.2 billion in 5 days as the price declined 8%. GBTC had outflows, yes, but it is largely Genesis. We know this for a fact, who is simply exchanging GBTC shares for spot Bitcoin. So a net neutral event plus GBTC is all pre-ETF money. So if you add it up, the ETFs have been the net buyers of Bitcoin, and none of the new money has left. In fact, more has come in. So as usual, when it comes to sell-offs, the call is coming from inside the house. The analyst shares data from previous decades showing that the boomer ETF investors have historically held assets with conviction while allocating large amounts of capital when the price drops. So he points out that they invested hundreds of billions of dollars into stock market index ETFs in years when the equities were plummeting. Quoting him again, these boomer noobs poured $167 billion into ETFs in 2008. They are tougher than you think. Although, not to say, they won't be some outflows here and there, but in my opinion, it'll be minimal and over time be a net positive. Now look at these ETF total flows, pretty wild. You can see unprecedented levels with these Bitcoin ETFs. Let me know your thoughts as we approach the halving. Do you think these ETF inflows will pick up steam? Because there is going to be a supply shock, common sense. The daily issuance is about to get slashed in half to the miners from 900 a day to 450. So if the demand picks up even more, it tells us all the available Bitcoin supply will dry up, leading to a supply shock, which crypto quant analysts are predicting will happen within the next 6 months. Let me know your thoughts. Anyways, guys, we'll dive into our next story of the day, discuss the latest from RFK Jr. and his stance on cryptocurrencies. U.S. presidential candidate RFK Jr. reiterated his support for crypto in a post recently on X. This was on Thursday, and you know him as the son of the former U.S. Attorney General and Senator Robert Kennedy and nephew of former U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Quoting him here from the tweet, cryptocurrency is the off-ramp for our addiction to the Federal Reserve. It is the best hedge against inflation, and it takes control away from the government and from monopolistic banking system, which uses money printing to shift wealth upward to the oligarchy of billionaires while impoverishing American regulars. Now, if you agree that crypto equals freedom, help me advance that vision as president, he added. Kennedy has been a longstanding advocate for Bitcoin and crypto, holding Bitcoin himself and buying some for his children in the previous year. He recently stressed that Bitcoin serves as an off-ramp from central banks' money printing machine, highlighting its status as a hard currency, also emphasizing the significance of transactional freedom, equating it with freedom of speech, which he believes is uniquely provided by Bitcoin. October last year, the presidential candidate promised that if elected president of the U.S., he would take steps to protect Bitcoin. Quoting him again, I'm going to make sure that Bitcoin is protected, that people can keep their own wallets, and that with the current White House war on Bitcoin will be over, that transactions will be protected and encouraged. Moreover, in July last year, he revealed a proposal to back the U.S. dollar with Bitcoin. Very interesting, fam. Now, RFK Jr. is also opposed to central bank digital currencies, which we know as CBDCs. He and the former U.S. President Trump both vowed to prevent the Federal Reserve from issuing a digital dollar if elected. Quoting him here, we should be wary since CBDCs are the ultimate mechanisms for social surveillance and control, he warned. While cash transactions are anonymous, a CBDC will allow the government to surveil all our private financial affairs. The central bank will have the power to enforce dollar limits on our transactions, restricting where you can send money, where you spend it, and when money expires. And he makes a great point there, because who wants money with an expiration date? It's bad enough. You don't want to be saving fiat, as Saylor described it, as a melting ice cube due to inflation. So yeah, would make no sense to ever use USD as a form of savings.
That is why we are here, right? Because we need an asset. Bitcoin is the best. There is no second best.
But like most of the people who are buying assets at some point want to sell the assets at a profit.
Not here, yo. But anyways, next story of the day. We broke down the latest from independent candidate RFK Jr. discussing backing the dollar with Bitcoin, which would be an interesting concept. But anyways, let's discuss this $2.5 billion seizure. The headline reads, hospitality worker caught with 2.5 billion Bitcoin, found guilty of money laundering. So yeah, this hospitality worker reportedly been found guilty of money laundering in a UK specialized court for major fraud cases following the discovery of 2.5 billion worth of Bitcoin in her possession. According to the recent BBC report, the South Wark Crown Court has found Jian Wen guilty of laundering money using Bitcoin to purchase multi-million pound houses and jewelry. The investigation involved scrutiny of 48 electronic devices and thousands of digital files, many of which were translated from Mandarin, so clearly Chinese. Wen's change in lifestyle was what drew the attention from the authorities. In 2017, she reportedly went from living in a flat above a Chinese restaurant to renting a six-bedroom house in North London, costing approximately $21,000 per month. And it was the attempted purchase of the $30 million mansion in London that was the ultimate red flag for the authorities to investigate her. During the same year, she reportedly attempted to purchase several expensive houses in London, but faced challenges passing money laundering checks, despite her claims of earning millions from Bitcoin mining. The UK police claimed that the seizure was the largest of its kind in the UK. Wen was convinced of entering into or becoming concerned in a money laundering arrangement and is due to be sentenced May 10th, which is a couple of weeks out. Chief Crown Prosecutor Andrew Penhale reiterated, digital assets' prominent use in criminal activity in recent times, quoting them here, Bitcoin and other cryptos are increasingly being used by organized criminals to disguise and transfer assets so that fraudsters may enjoy the benefits of their criminal conduct. Now, you know, call a spade, there's nothing used more as a form of money than the US dollar for illicit activity. And that's just stating facts. And I think it'd be kind of silly, or very silly, for criminals to use Bitcoin for illicit activity because it's all documented and recorded on the blockchain. However, a recent report from the US Treasury Department contradicts the common claim by authorities that crypto is a popular choice for money laundering, declaring that cash continues to be the preferred option. There you go. Untraceable. And as reported, the Treasury highlighted the anonymity and stability of cash as a means of payment as a primary reason why it remains a preferred method of laundering illicit proceeds. Similarly, stock exchange company the NASDAQ recently released its global financial crime report, highlighting data related to financial crime over the past year with no mention of Bitcoin or crypto. The report estimated that in 2023, last year, around $3.1 trillion in illicit funds flowed through the global financial system. That's a lot of money. That's more than the Bitcoin market cap in of itself. That's more than double. So you already know the dollar is the king of illicit activity, but you guys already know. Let's break down our next story of the day, discuss this $500,000 target for the halving, and then we'll discuss Cathie Wood's latest $75 trillion Bitcoin market cap prediction, along with a very high, the highest we've ever heard yet for her Bitcoin price prediction here shortly. So pump the likes, pump the stream, and let's get it. With the Bitcoin market cap at a new all-time high of $1.45 trillion, the bulls are taking an offensive stance well before the halving. As Bitcoin showing a remarkable reversal in late 2023 and continuing throughout this year, 2024, the bull market sustains the dominance for this bull run. The general sentiment finds the growing inflows in the Bitcoin ETF as the major catalyst. However, the ongoing pullback ignores the ETF inflows as the profit booking starts. Further, the rising global tension with the terror attack on Moscow is threatening a downfall. Nevertheless, the upcoming Bitcoin halving, 21 days away, teases a bull run like always. With the historic record of igniting bull runs, the anticipations are high for the upcoming halving, but how high will the Bitcoin price hit post-2024 halving? Let's take a look and discuss it. With a rise of almost 300% from December 2022, the Bitcoin bull run is starting early, well before the halving year. After the successful recovery in 2023, the Bitcoin price forms a rounding bottom reversal in the weekly chart, as outlined right here. Further, with the recent spike to the new all-time high, which sits at 73.8, the Bitcoin price gives a bullish breakout to this trend continuation pattern. Currently, a bearish week is coming after a slump makes an evening star pattern. However, to the optimistic eye, this pullback is a retest of the bullish breakout. Hence, the possibility of a bounce back is growing per the price action. And further, the Bitcoin price could hit the new all-time high with the halving event 21 days out. As per the Fibonacci levels, the uptrend could hit the 1.68 Fibonacci level in the initial weeks of the Bitcoin halving. Hence, the Bitcoin price expected to scale close to $100,000. Let me know if you guys agree that we can hit 100,000 around that time of the halving in 3 weeks. And as per the log Bitcoin price chart, as you can see on your screen, the monthly time frame showcases a rising channel in formation. And further, the ongoing reversal comes with a potential rounding bottom breakout. And considering the uptrend shows a similar price movement as to the last Bitcoin halving in 2025, the HODLers are in for a massive ride. And while Bitcoin witnessed the last bull run to achieve more than an 800% rally in a year, a similar price could send us to make 100,000 target seem like child's play. This is because the bull could potentially reach the overhead resistance in the rising channel and dominate the $500,000 mark. In other words, the log price chart teases a target of $500,000 per coin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this $500,000 Bitcoin price target for this cycle. And when do you feel we're likely to strike this level? Holla. Now for our feature story of the day. BlackRock and Fidelity ETF bombshell triggers a massive $75 trillion Bitcoin price prediction for the market cap from none other than the ARK Invest CEO, Cathie Wood. Shout out Tay Lee. I appreciate you subbing to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. So yeah, let's break this down. This is the latest, and this is actually a Forbes article, which was just published here this morning. So here's the latest. As you know, Bitcoin rocketed over the last year, topping its previous all-time high with the new all-time high at 73,800, adding around 350% since crashing to a recent low of 15,000 per Bitcoin, largely thanks to a fleet of spot Bitcoin ETFs taking Wall Street by storm, which officially it was January 11th, just over a couple of months ago, that the ETS went live. Now, after Coinbase revealed it's backing BlackRock's $5 trillion by 2030 game changer, famed stock picker and Bitcoin bull Cathie Wood has hiked her Bitcoin price prediction, betting a coming Bitcoin price surge will give Bitcoin a market cap of $75 trillion by the end of the decade. So, wow, that's got to be like 70x from where we're at, quoting her here. Last year, we put out our bull case for Bitcoin. It was 1.5 million, said Wood. The chief executive of disruptive technology investor, ARK, said on stage at the New York Bitcoin Investor Day conference, and it was reported by Business Insider, quoting her again, with this institutional green light that the SEC has provided, kicking and screaming, though it did, the analysis we have done is that if institutional investors were to allocate a little more than 5% of their portfolios to Bitcoin, as we think they will over time, that alone could add 2.3 million to the projection I just gave you, Wood said, referring to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission waiving through almost a dozen spot Bitcoin ETFs. Again, officially that took place January 11th. The Wall Street giants BlackRock and Fidelity, BlackRock being the largest asset manager in the world, and I think they control roughly $10 trillion in assets under management, and Fidelity has roughly $4.5 trillion, so half the size of BlackRock, but still giants. They emerged as the two largest of the new Bitcoin ETF issuers, raking in assets under management of around $15 billion and $9 billion, respectively. Wood's own ARK 21 Bitcoin ETF now holds almost 40,000 Bitcoin, worth $2 billion on behalf of investors. Wood's new Bitcoin price prediction could see Bitcoin hitting $3.8 million by 2030. That's right. This is the most bullish price prediction we've heard from Cathie Wood. It just gets more bullish as time goes. A massive near 6,000% increase from the current price action of 65,000 and a market cap of 1.2 trillion. Quoting her again, we think Bitcoin has miles to go. We're at the very beginning of really putting in place the financial ecosystem native to the internet and disintermediating all of the toll takers. So there you go. And after a period of huge growth following their launch, the new spot Bitcoin ETFs, including Grayscale's coveted trust, saw outflows over 4 days straight this week, according to BitMEX data, as Bitcoin price swung wildly due to the traders trying to stay ahead of the Fed's interest rate cut expectations. And meanwhile, traders are turning their attention to the Bitcoin halving occurring in roughly 3 weeks, which quoting Michael Morch here, founder of the digital asset investment fund ARK 36, rather than solely attributing Bitcoin's current fluctuations to the impending halving, we suggest a nuanced view considering factors like spot Bitcoin ETF flows, evolving miner profitability, post-halving, and general market psychology with high greed levels on pretty much all fronts. So with more Bitcoin Bitcoin retracements potentially looming and historical patterns indicating potential turbulence, we advise investors to read or tread carefully while exploring opportunities amid the uncharted territory of the 2024 halving. So there you have it. He's ultimately saying expect more volatility, as I preach every day. Expect extreme volatility leading into the halving and extreme volatility preceding the halving, but we perceive volatility is a good thing. It equals opportunity. And as Michael Saylor says, it equals life force, which means a very strong market. So take advantage of it. And what are your thoughts on the Bitcoin market cap tagging Cathie Wood's target of $75 trillion as far as the market cap by 2030 with a $3.8 million Bitcoin price action? That's roughly 6 years from now. I want to know your thoughts. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you think we can achieve $1 million by what year? Could you see that happening this cycle as Samson Mao is predicting and some others are? Or do you think that will happen next cycle? I'd love to know your thoughts. Holla in the live chat. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.